Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Somebody sent me this from the USA Today newspaper. It says the Philadelphia Eagles pulled off the ultimate troll job. How about that troll job by tanking against Washington to knock the Giants out of the playoffs?
Is there any benefit for them doing that?
Yeah, just,
or did they just make a mess of the game? Is that?
Well, they had nowhere to go. To win the game meant nothing for them. So The coach pulled out their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, the starting quarterback, and put in this kid who hadn't played since 2018. And he'd been in a total of three games total in his whole career. And he was terrible. He threw an interception. He fumbled the ball. So even Chris Collinsworth, who's calling the game, openly, you know, called out the Eagles for it. He says, I personally could not have done what they did. Well, like we said, Giants fans have to be honest. They went 6-10 this year, really didn't do anything to be in the playoffs, but they could have been.
Right.
They would have been playing Tampa Bay on, I think, Saturday or Sunday. But nope, it's Washington's going to do it. So there's a lot of Giant fans upset about it this morning. Checking in on the star phone this morning is our very own Brad Blanks.
Scott, Patty, how you doing, guys? Hi. Happy New Year. You know, it's great to be back on the radio.
That's, you know, great,
Brad,
to hear you.
I'm good for about 10 days off, and then I start getting itchy. I want to be on.
Yeah, I agree. You got to get back. Got to get talking. It's great to talk with you guys. And, yeah, well, New Year's Eve, I think I fell asleep half, you know, tipsy at about 11:30, so I missed everything dropping and the madness.
That might have been the best thing that happened to you New Year's Eve, Brad.
Exactly.
Missing Cyndi Lauper and the rest of that mess. Oh,
yeah, I missed all that. I didn't get your phone call, though. You know, I love getting phone calls now from Scott Patty. He phoned me and said, oh, Cyndi Lauper was terrible. I said, geez, I missed all that. But then he gives me other great advice. He says, Brad, you've got to see the Bee Gees documentary. It's one of the best rock documentaries you could ever watch.
Oh.
And, so I got rid of Cyndi Lauper and I turned the Bee Gees doco on HBO Max and fired it up. It was fantastic.
By the way, I'm a big Cyndi Lauper fan. I love her. She's always been good to us. But that whatever somebody advised her to do, or if she came up with that song, it was, oh boy, it just didn't. I don't know. It's hard enough to entertain people without a live audience. But right. You make it tough on yourself when you pick a song like that.
And you change genres, yeah.
Now, Brad, you grew up because the Bee Gees are originally from Australia.
That's right, yeah. So I grew up as a little boy. My grandparents had Bee Gees records. So as you're a little, you know, little four-year-old, I'd be going from the record collection. There would be Bee Gees, you know, sitting there, you know, and it was fantastic. And I'd put them on and play their songs. And but when you watch this documentary, you realize how much of many comebacks they had within their career and how the band actually split up, Scott, in 1969. I didn't really even realize that, and they came back even stronger.
Yeah, well, they had basically two big sections of their career. The early days when they did, the beautiful ballads, and they had a couple of movers, but not really. They did love songs, basically. They had that one song about the lights going out in Massachusetts, which is really beautiful. I started a joke. And then the sad part is that Barry lost his two brothers and singing partners, like he said in the doc. These are people that I, you know, I grew up with. I knew them all, my own brothers, my whole life, obviously. And then I lost them. They were also his partners in the act, the singers.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's and you, Patty, you talked before about Scott getting a bit weepy-eyed in this. There's many moments of sadness in this.
Yeah.
In this documentary, it's a beautifully made, but you realize even through their moments where they fell out with each other, that Barry really does wrap it up in this doco that they all loved each other and how they did create that unique sound by the three voices coming together.
He was on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday talking to our friend Anthony Mason, Scott, and he asked Barry if he had watched the HBO documentary, and it was interesting what he had to say.
Because I can't handle watching the loss of my family. I just can't handle it. It's not. Who would? I think it's perfectly normal to not want to see how each brother was lost, you know? And I don't want to address it. I'm past it.
Was that hard for you to let go of?
Yes, incredibly, incredibly hard, because we've never not been together, you know? It was really tough. The first year after the last brother passed, Robin, that was the most difficult period for me. And people have said, so you had a breakdown. No, I didn't have a breakdown, actually. I just didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't know how to be perceived. And I didn't know how to perceive other people's opinions. So I've been in lockdown for years, man.
Yeah.
He's a complicated individual. I've known him for a long time, but so talented. I mean, he can write songs. He can produce songs. He can play several instruments, and he's just not many people like him in the business.
Wow.
It's just the other thing, though, is when you lose somebody so close to you as your brothers like that, it all of a sudden, like, you're alone in this world. You know, I think we've all had someone that we're close to in our life pass away, and you still want to call them from time to time.
Yeah.
You find yourself, hey, let me reach out and touch base with, oh, that's right, I can't.
I think about that with my mom all the time, and she's been gone for 13 years.
Yeah.
And I constantly think about, I see something and I think, oh, I have to tell her about this, or I want to get her that card. And then I realize, wow.
You look at it, and they also featured all these people that he wrote songs for and produced, like Barbara Streisand and Dolly Parton.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great, that naivety was fantastic, because as I was trying to mount their comeback, they went to a chateau in the French countryside that was a dump. And they only went there because they heard Elton John went there. And they
it was a
up
dump.
They went, would Elton John ever live in this place? It's terrible. But they got told they had to write some songs for a script that their manager had purchased. And the script was Saturday Night Fever. They didn't even read the script. And they wrote three songs that turned into, you know, all Night Fever was the single. And it was just a beautiful moment. They wrote it without even reading the script and understanding disco music. And then they became the faces of disco.
Well, you look back in the history of pop music, there were three periods that were just incredible. And the Beatles, when they invaded our country, and then the Bee Gees, Saturday Night Fever, and then Michael Jackson. Yeah. You can go back to Elvis if you want, toss him in there. But basically, in recent years, it was the Beatles. And then, like I said, the Bee Gees. When they did that Saturday Night Fever, their music was worldwide. You couldn't go anywhere in the world without hearing one of those songs. It was crazy. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, it's excellent. Even if you don't care about the Bee Gees, it's so well done, you'll get interested. HBO doc, it's called How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Thank you, Brad. Good job, my friend.
Yeah, talk tomorrow. See you, Patty. See you, Scott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.